Tom Moronic, Department of Natural Resources, fisheries biologist.
All right, and feel free to speak up a little bit, Tom.
Okay.
Why don't we start off with a look at pan fishing? And this is something that we've been hearing some rumblings about that there could be some reform coming for pan fishing. Why don't you explain what's going on?
Well, what's going on right now is pretty much just like listening sessions, sort of. There's public meetings that will be taking place statewide. I have one next week on February 12th, and then after that, there's a series of them that will take place all over the state. I just happen to have mine scheduled right away in February here. But the meetings are basically to take anglers' opinions of the pan fishing in the state of Wisconsin. There'll be a short, very brief, two-page survey that they complete. And there will also be a small presentation that the local biologists will give. And also, the biologists may include some additional local information as they see fit.
All right. One of the things that has come up is that there are some anglers, and there's some discussion we've been seeing for a couple of years now, is that the 25-a-day bag limit on panfish has been hurting some lakes in northern Wisconsin. Why don't you explain a little bit about that?
Well, I guess there's always rumors out about the 25 bag. There are actually quite a few lakes, a lot of them in the western part of the state, that have the 10 fish bag limit right now. But as far as the 25 bag, you know, it's been out there for a number of years. I think it's probably since the 80s since it was changed from 50 to 25. And realistically, looking at the 25 bag, you know, a lot of times, you know, you really, to make a difference in bag limit out there, you almost have to reduce it down to almost less than 10 fish, really. So I'm not, you know, I don't know all the research out there and all of the rumors that are flying around, you know, but in general, I think the state of Wisconsin has pretty stable pan fisheries. I mean, they're, you know, they, size structure varies, of course, by fishing pressure, but you know, in general, the fisheries are pretty stable, and in most cases, you know, we haven't seen a lot of problems where, you know, they disappear.
All right. One of the things that is going to be coming up is the fact that we have these meetings. The first one is in Stevens Point. What should people know going into this meeting on the 12th?
Okay. Well, I think really, I think what I would like to get out of the meeting is have folks just, you know, come prepared to give, you know, your true feelings on what you think is going on. I mean, we don't, you know, we just want to take information at these meetings. We're not going to throw out options at the meeting of, you know, here's what we want to do, this, this, and this. That's not the purpose of the meeting. The purpose of the meeting is just to provide very basic information on, you know, why this is taking place and to take information from the anglers.
All right. If people are looking for more information, where do they go?
For more information, I'm pretty certain that the information can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. As far as meeting times, places, all of that is now published. Although I'm not sure, it may not even be a complete list because some of them, there may still be some coming in. But for the most part, it's published online.
And they can find that where?
At the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website. And I'm not sure 100% if you can take the actual, if you can do the survey online. As far as I know, you cannot do the survey online. I think you need to do that at the meetings.